From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. Joining me today in the JPR studios, the band, the duo. What are you guys now? Casey and Clayton. It used to be a duo. It's now an actual band. You've got a four-piece band set up. Hello, Casey. Hello, Clayton.
Hi there.
Welcome to JPR.
Thank you for having us.
It's our pleasure. We'll talk about this new setup here in just a minute because you guys are definitely bigger than when you first hit the scene, at least as far as we are concerned with the record from about a year and a half ago. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about where you guys are from because I don't think we've ever had a band or an artist in here from Saskatchewan before. Whereabouts in Saskatchewan are you all from?
We are from... Oh, sorry. Did I cut you off there,
no.
Casey? About 12 miles from the Montana border.
Okay.
And if for the American listeners, which I imagine is almost all of them, it's about 1,000 miles north of Denver, straight north of Denver.
And how many people are we talking about in the community where you are from?
We live in a rural area. We both live on our family ranches, and the towns where we're from have about 50 people in the one,
wow.
And much less in the town that Casey gets her mail at.
Two,
or maybe do they even live there anymore?
No,
no,
I don't
kidding.
Know. Maybe they haven't moved yet.
I thought they moved out.
Yeah, they moved. Zero.
I mean, you guys are related, second cousins, mm-hmm. right? How far apart did you guys live when you were growing up?
6 miles.
And was that enough of a distance that you didn't see each other that often? Or were you sort of part of a big communal family where you were seeing each other all the time?
We lived not far from each other, so we drove and we went to school together. And, yeah, saw each other lots.
At what age did you start making music together?
Originally, we started making music together in a family band with Casey's sisters when I was around 10 years old, and Casey was about 6 or 7. I must have been younger. Maybe I was 9. We were called the Rock Creek Experience, and we were an interesting bunch. We had two electric guitars, an acoustic guitar, a bass guitar and a mandolin, and it was kind of like a cross between Creedence Clearwater Revival and...
You played banjo, too.
Oh, yeah. It was just a weird mashup of, like, kind of like a jug band, but with no actual jug band influences. Like a jug band
yeah.
trying to play moderately popular music. And we joined up again a few years later to start our current band.
Which is just Casey and Clayton.
Mm-hmm.
Though, you do have two additional helpers in the studio. Who have you brought in and what are they doing?
Shyler Jansen, he plays bass for us.
Hello, welcome.
And Mike Silverman plays drums. And yeah, we're having lots of fun with them.
Cool. The new record is called The Siren Song. It's out on New West Records. Casey and Clayton are my guests live today here on JPR. What do you guys want to do first?
Well, we're going to play a song from our second album called Rocks and Gravel. And
is there a story behind this one?
I think it's the first song we wrote together that we still play.
Yeah.
Sounds good. It's Casey and Clayton live on Jefferson Public Radio.
1, 2, 3, 2, 2.
Cause the weapons to defend.
That is Rocks and Gravel. It's Casey and Clayton and the band live today in the JPR studios. Their newest recording is called The Siren's Song. It's Casey Anderson and Clayton Linthicum.
Did I get it? Yeah,
all
you
right.
Nailed it.
Well, you guys have certainly an interesting retro throwback sound to the music that you create, whether it is on the acoustic side or the more rockin' side that we just heard. Tell me about your early exposure to music growing up where you did. I'm guessing radio was perhaps non-existent, not much internet. So how did you get exposure to the music that you grew up listening to?
I guess just like every other kid, CDs and tapes, parents and siblings showing us stuff.
And what stuck? What were you attracted to initially?
I just like country music a lot. All types of country music. Like all types of country music.
I really got into bluegrass and country music as a young boy. Doc Watson I really liked, and Flat and Scruggs. I sort of rejected my country music favorites for my early teen years for some reason. Must have been like a hormonal thing. But it wasn't long when I was 15 or 16 I got back into it, and the early American folk music and British folk music. And
Now, you guys said you grew up playing in a family band. Were there formal music lessons through school or private instruction or things like that? Or did you just grow up playing in the house?
We both took piano lessons.
From the same lady.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What are they called?
MYC. I don't know if they have that in America. America. It's called Music for Young Children. And it is very fun, let me tell you.
Does the teacher travel around in a vehicle and stop at your place, or do you have to go to her?
No, it's a group lesson.
In her basement.
Oh, boy.
With your parent. And, yeah, you just...
Bunch of other kids.
It's just a kid way to learn about music, learn how to read music.
It's like, I forget what the C was, but it was like F... Fred the Fireman.
Really?
Anteater.
Anteater. A slides down.
Den.
D the dinosaur.
The bird jumps off. And
Yeah, it's all fun little things like that. But it's actually seems to be an effective way to teach kids.
It sounds like you guys have both made peace with that period in your life. This new record was produced by Jeff Tweedy. If I understand correctly, your initial contact with him, or at least his initial awareness of you guys, was actually in Oregon at Pickathon, where he saw your set and said, these are folks that I would like to work with and make music with. Do you remember that first meeting with Jeff Tweedy?
Our first introduction to Jeff Tweedy was about a month after Pickathon. We had been asked to open for Wilco at the Fillmore in San Francisco.
It's a nice gig.
Last May or June or something, we got that offer. And then Pickathon was in August. And we didn't actually interact with Jeff there, but he introduced himself to us at that Fillmore show last September and was very kind to us. And we found we had a lot of interests in common. And he invited us to stop by the loft on that tour, and that is how we met Mr. Tweedy.
When records are released, they're always a snapshot of a period of time, and the last record that we had, Strange Country, was a much more acoustic, folk-sounding record. But you guys have actually been out on tour for a couple of years with a more augmented, electrified sound. Is that true? So we're hearing on the new record is not a brand new sound, it's just a brand new captured sound on album.
Exactly, yeah. We've been playing in this setup since we put Strange Country out is when we started playing the songs. I started playing electric and Casey started playing acoustic guitar, mostly out of the practicality of having a little bit more volume for club shows and such.
Yeah. And you guys recorded this record essentially live? Just all configured in the studio.
Yeah, pretty well, just like this.
Yeah, really?
Just sort of in the round? More room, but it was the vocals were live and pretty much everything. Huh. A few overdubs, but... Cool.
But blemishes and whatever is going on when it happens live is on the record,
that
right?
That seems like kind of the way they do things at the Wilco HQ.
Well, will you guys play us another?
Yeah.
What's next?
What are we going to do here? This World Has Seven Wonders?
Yes.
It's Casey and Clayton live on Jefferson Public Radio. That is Casey and Clayton live here on JPR. It's a tune from their new record called The Sirens Song, I should say, out on New West Records. That one's called This World Has Seven Wonders. One of the best lines I think I've read online to try and describe the music you guys make was someone who wrote, "It's pleasant on the ears and gloomy in the brain."
I've never heard that.
The sort of tenor of the songs can be a little dark, but they're all easy to listen to. And I know, Casey, that you have an affinity for murder ballads. You have recorded a couple of them, or at least songs that deal with darker subject matter. Do you like that that offsetting of a darker tone with a lighter melody and lighter arrangement?
I don't know. I just think that's what, I guess, the type of folk song I'm drawn to. They're not really hard to find. And, yeah, I guess maybe that's it. The melodies are, in folk music, obviously strong and beautiful. And, you know, I don't know. I don't know anything about myself.
No? Really? Even now?
No, I got nothing good to say.
Do you guys consider yourselves to be a songwriting duo? I mean, when we hear the two of you sing, the voices certainly blend very well. But do you write together or do you write separately and then bring ideas to one another?
Well, yeah, kind of. We often start the songs individually and then finish them together. One person comes up with a pretty good idea of what the song should be like and has some blanks, some missing parts, some question marks. And the other one tries to help out.
And make it better, right?
Yeah. I think we both have different strengths and weaknesses in
Brood.
Sorry, just strengths. I have weaknesses. Casey's only has strengths.
Thank you.
So it makes for a good match, I think.
Yeah. Now, do both of you still live in that same area? What is it? It's called the Wood Mountain Uplands area. Do you guys both still live there?
Yeah.
How often do you actually get to be there, though, with as much touring as you've been doing?
Well, I live in Saskatoon now, and I haven't been back for a while, a month or two. Whenever we can, whenever there's enough time.
Is it the strange country that you mentioned in the title of the last record? Does that apply to where you're from?
No, that's about Germany.
Yeah.
Before I let you guys go, tell me about this.
No offense.
Saskatchewan dialect that I have been reading about, that there are particular phrases or turns of phrase that are used there that aren't very familiar to folks who aren't from around those parts. Mm. Do you have any specific examples of what those are?
There's too many swears.
Oh, yeah.
It's
not radio
friendly.
It's
pretty similar to the kind of the way that people speak from South Dakota, North Dakota, Minnesota. It's the kind of like Scandinavian, rural. I don't know what it is. It's
sort of folksy.
Yeah, I guess. It's just like the way they talk in Fargo. Kind of.
With a lot of swears.
Yeah.
I feel like our region doesn't really blend in with the rest of the Saskatchewan. We're more Montana.
Really?
Yeah. A little bit more of a drawly kind of, I think it's the ranching.
Pocket.
Yeah. More of the cowboy, Wyoming, Montana drawl.
Yeah. Well, I'm very glad that you've decided to get out from there, at least occasionally, to share your music with us and others. Casey and Clayton are my guests live today on Jefferson Public Radio. The newest record is called The Siren's Song. Information is at New West. And you guys have one more for us?
Yeah, this one's called White Butte Country.
One, two, three, four. The hill. But the girls in White Butte Country got the same grandpa as me. So I spent on Silver City with my eyes on Bridget Lee. But the boys in Silver City had their eyes on Bridget too. My life with her. nested in one lone tree. I make my flight into the light and comes as it I would be. So I got no letters in the box, no ringing on the telephone, no reason to keep living in my white Ute country home.
That is Casey and Clayton, my guests, live today here on JPR. That one comes from the new record called The Siren's Song, out on New West Records. Casey Anderson, Clayton Linthicum here in the studios with a full band. Guys, it's great to have you here. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.